It's been a tough couple of days for those of us upstairs, so be nice. But anyway, I can take some questions. Unfortunately, the timing of press conference and the releasing of the official notification from the league office is contrary, so there's a lot of things I can confirm or talk about, and there's some things I can't. So I'll take some questions.
Have you made any changes to your 53 since you released your 22 cuts yesterday?
Let me think about that. I don't think so.
Dad, are you prepared to go into regular season with two quarterbacks on your roster?
Well, that's what we are right now, sure.
That could change, though.
Yeah, a lot of things are going to change. That's the reason this is... We're going to have to time this up better. We really need to do it on Tuesday because I could actually talk about some things. But the entire team this time of year, and it's not just our team. Ours is probably a little more stable than some. There's a lot of turnover going on today that people know about. Some people don't. There's going to be some more turnover tomorrow. Because players become available and teams will, you know, are still out there shopping to try to improve their team, just like we are.
Were you awarded anyone on waivers?
I'm not sure I can comment on that. I know, but the notification hasn't come out yet.
What went into the decision to release Vince Young?
Just that we felt like that's where we were. Quite frankly, it probably wasn't fair to Vince. We threw a lot on his plate, and the fault is probably mine. I probably should have had him in here earlier, but he was a great teammate. He seemed like a very humble, good guy. You guys all talked to him, so we enjoyed his time here, and like I say, if there was fault, it was probably mine. Yeah, I just said if there was fault, it should have been mine. It's mine.
With Vince, in general, position?
Sure, anything that happens to this team, if we didn't do it right, it's my fault. Yep.
You said when a bunch of your guys get claimed by other teams, do you think that speaks more to the depth of the main man roster you have, or are you
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny any of those things, but if we did perchance have some people claim, I'd be happy because, you know, guys are getting jobs, and I'm very fond of the players that play for the Packers.
Ted, how did you weigh the proven production of a Moses and
Well, there's a lot of different things that goes in the equation of trying to figure out what's the best thing to do. You just try, at the end of the day, you try to do the best thing for the Packers.
What was the decision between Arrington and Manning? Was that going to be the toughest call you had to make?
There are a lot of considerations, not only people that play the identical position, but people that play different positions. And it's the 53 that you're getting down to, and there's certain numbers at each position, but it's a little more complicated than just saying one player against another.
In the past, you kind of talked about how when you break down into your core, you're a scout, and that's how you kind of think of yourself.
Hopefully.
The old Ron Wolf way, I guess. Does it hurt you more when you have to release a recent draft pick, in the past couple of years, maybe even higher draft pick, like Alex?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I've said this before. These are some really tough days. You grow fond of these people, whether they happen to be street free agents or draft choices. So, yeah, the whole process kind of hurts.
You know how we always say you wait 3 years to grade a draft, and it's silly to grade a draft and draft picks. How do you grade your 2011 draft right now?
I haven't thought about it. I don't even remember all the guys.
Do
But if it wasn't a good draft, it wasn't a good draft. And a lot of those guys, if we just released them, they played and done some things to help this team win a bunch of games in the last 2 years. Well, I can't talk about those claims, but we have a lot of conversations with all the different teams around the league, and everybody fishes and everybody tries to find out what's going on. And there wasn't, quite frankly, league-wide, up through yesterday's notice, there wasn't a lot of trades. I think there was one maybe yesterday. Well, it wasn't really that. It was just getting down to the 53, and he became one of the guys that we were discussing, and it just worked out that way.
You're right at running back now, only four. Are you feel comfortable with that?
Well, you'd like to have as many as you could handle at every position, but, again, you have to weigh this versus this and another one of these versus another one of that. You're always a little bit light at some spot.
How close to the deadline do you get when you make one test? Are you actually really close to that when the deadline comes on, or do you have it figured out pretty far in advance?
Well, we work on it for the last weeks or so. It starts to come together in the last couple of days, and in that final day yesterday is – You kind of work through the different scenarios, and sometimes if you're getting calls from teams and things like that, you hold off, and because you don't want to have to resend it and do all that. But it takes a while.
Now that Jolly's on your roster, can you talk a little more about maybe how surprised you were at his football acumen 2 years ago?
Yeah, Johnny's a real natural football player. I've always said that. He really loves to play the game. I think he's a bit infectious with our team. I think he's not necessarily trying to. I think he's sort of a natural lead-by-example player. He seems to be well-respected amongst his peers. Well, I don't think any of us can really speak to the journey that he's been on because I'm not sure any of us know all the things that's encompassed in that journey. I admire him. I've said this all along. I liked him before when he was here. And I like him now that he's here. When he wasn't here, I can't speak to that. I just know that different people have different challenges as they go through life. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I wanted to hear the story of the first time you made the Owens roster. You were an undrafted guy. You kept a couple of undrafted guys. I know the draft was different then, but what did it feel like when you made the team? And, I mean, how do you relate to the good news of this weekend for the guys that don't get the bad news?
All right. Well, in my particular instance, we had played an away game. We had 6 preseason games, and we were flying back from somewhere. I don't remember, and the coach was walking down the hall, and he's, I mean, not the hall, but the aisle of the plane, and it was Bum Phillips and Eddie Biles, our defensive coordinator, and they stopped, and I said, "What's up?" You know, because it was like, you know, I thought they were going to release me or something. And they said, "You got a place to live yet?" I said, "No." And they said, "Well, you better get one." And then they kept walking, and it took me like 3 minutes to figure out that they were telling me that I'd made the team. So I was young and foolish. But and what was the other part of your question?
Well, so do you do that with, you know, Banjo, Malumba, Jolly? I mean, some guys that were, you know, seemed at least from the outside to be close to making it or not making it. Do you let them know they've made it, or is it just no news is good news?
Well, I think it's no news is good news because, like I said, there's a lot of ball still up in the air, and you never know what the next few days might bring.
Yeah, you had given Jolly another chance, and things didn't work out, and now you give another chance. What led you to give him another chance?
There was a lot of things. Number one, some of the fellows on this team came to me and spoke to me about how much they would like to have him back as a teammate. I think all the coaching staff and the personnel people like him. And like I said, it's not for me to judge. I'm not going to say things were the right way, the wrong way when he wasn't here. But I will say that he had a lot of admirers here, and he's a good football player. I think for the most part, it's been our history that we've probably done the guys that were here. We usually have a few guys every year that were somewhere else, and it's some sort of mix like that.
You mentioned the numbers a few times. Was it a challenge to keep 7 D linemen when you play so much nickel and you only need 2 most of the time?
No, it wasn't a challenge. We felt like we had quality people at that position, and that's hard to find. And we felt like it was a smart thing to do, is try to keep as many of them as we could.
Where do you think B.J. Coleman is in his development and his readiness to play in the
end? Well, I think he's growing. He's continued to grow and continue to get better and process his information and that sort of thing. So we're all trying to get better. Apparently it must be pretty good if I did all that. I don't know. You know, playing quarterback is an interesting thing. I think I've said this before in here. You don't really know until you know, you know. It's, you know, you got to be put in the fire and see how everything works and the timing and the reactions and all the things that go to play in that position. It's extraordinarily difficult position to play well. We're actively pursuing everything there is in the National Football League. At every position, and I'm not just making this up, at every position we're looking to see if we can get better.
Rob had something earlier that you guys were...
You're blaming this on Rob?
Yes, okay. That you guys are the 5th youngest team, at this point in the league. You've been perpetually young. I guess what is the thinking of this being young all the time?
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of it, and it's never something that we talk about. I don't think it's ever been brought up, so it's just the way it works out, you know.
Is there something to be said about?
Did you give a press conference, Rob?
Is there something to be said about going with the young guy who you don't, maybe you have something left, as opposed to guys who've been here for 2 or 3 years and you kind of know what you got, but he hasn't quite got to that potential, and you just kind of.
When we put together, roster changes and things like that, we try to evaluate literally what is going to be the best thing to help this team win. Now, we think of it in terms of win now, win 6 weeks from now, win 2 years from now. We're always thinking about what's going to be the best for the Packers, the organization, and number one, the best thing for the guys in that locker room. And when it comes out to be those numbers, it doesn't affect me because we don't ever bring that up. We don't ever think about that.
With Banjo
numbers, I'm sure that you can bring up. I think 51 of your 53 players have never played a regular season snap for anybody other than the Packers. Does that speak more to your just draft and develop philosophy, do you think?
I suppose it would. I wasn't aware of that either. Where do you guys get all this stuff? We don't I don't know that that's ever been brought up in a personnel meeting. We don't think about that. Well, we think he has a good chance to do that. Again, there's a lot of things that he hasn't seen yet. He's played some preseason game, but never played in a regular season game. But, you know, we're getting ready to tee it off, so we're getting ready to play.
How comfortable about Chris Banjo do you guys like, and also why do you think it took him his third NFL team before he stuck somewhere?
Because he and I both went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. And we Mustangs stick together. I don't know. Sometimes you just need opportunity. And he's we were looking for a safety after our rookie minicamps and stuff, and we kept kind of looking, and all of a sudden, you know, we brought him in for a workout, him and another couple of guys, and he ran well. And then so we decided to sign him, and the rest is him. You know, he plays hard, he plays fast, he's a good football player.
Talk about always looking at every position. Obviously, that was the case with kicker at training camp. Mason Crosby kind of fended them all off. Are you confident in saying now that you're going into the season with Mason Crosby as your kicker?
We look to get better at any position, any time. And that's not a knock on Mason. Mason's done a good job. But, when you start talking about in terms of somebody else asked a question like that, are you confident? You know, NFL is a fluid business, especially this time of year. So, but Mason is our kicker.
Two more. So when you always say you keep the best 53 in your estimation, right?
We hope to. Mm-hmm. Well, I think sometimes you make some decisions based partly on potential, but for the most part, it's let's go win a game.
Ted, with Matthew Mulligan, the decision to cut him, is he just not a good fit here, or what do you think of that decision?
No, I think that speaks more to the other tight ends that we have. We have a fairly good group, and I think it's a reflection of that more than anything else. He's a good football player. Well, you know, in Matthew's defense, we have more body work with those guys because they've been here and practicing and playing over the course of the last couple of years. What was the question again?
What did they show you this summer?
Yeah, I just think, their body types and their length and, pass catching ability and that sort of thing.